There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
From the studios of 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan, the voice of the Northern Plains and the mothership of the What's on Your Mind network. Or if you're listening on AM 1100, The Flag, the patriotic blowtorch of the valley. Western Minnesota and Eastern North Dakota listeners there. Or AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga, or at 1460 KLTC, or on the iHeart Radio app online, or with your actual mobile device. God bless you. We're glad you're out there, and thank you for listening to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Wednesdays is typically the day of this hour that we do the talk radio town hall on the program. And what is that? Well, it's like any kind of town hall where you have an elected leader. People ask questions. Usually it's someplace. Congressman Kevin Cramer, to his credit, has said, you know what, as much as I like doing these and schedules a lot of them, I could do a lot more of them and answer a lot more questions from constituents if we did it virtually. And so whether he's in Congress or in Bismarck or whatever, in D.C., rather, or back home in North Dakota somewhere, he is committed to doing this an hour a week with us and has better part of the world coming up in a couple of years, I guess. So we appreciate it, and it's a great opportunity for you to ask anything. I mean, so much of what happens in Washington, D.C., and the way legislation affects you and your livelihood, your business, your home, your family. So it's important stuff. So we're looking forward to it. Tammy in Burke County had a question on the Clean Water Act that she wanted to ask Pete Hannabut. And so, Tammy, we're going to put you first up. Rex in Belfield has a question for Congressman Cramer, and Jamie in Bismarck does as well. So we have three folks waiting to go. Others waiting. We're just waiting for Congressman Cramer to join us. In the second he's here, we'll start with Tammy, Rex, and Jamie. Others welcome as well by calling us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. When you call, two options. One, to leave a message. You just leave your question, and then we'll play it for Congressman Cramer. Or two, to hang on and ask you questions of him directly and maybe, you know, follow up or whatever. So either way, either option works for us. Okay? Also, you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text Todd. He'll relay the questions here, 701-226-8503 to text Todd. Congressman Kevin Cramer and another talk radio town hall. Here we go. Welcome back, Kevin. How are you? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. I'm just fine, thank you. And it's a little warm and sticky in the nation's capital this week, but that's the way it is for the next couple of months. So
we're getting summer and fits and starts in North Dakota.
I know, it's been interesting. Yeah,
there's always hot and muggy in D.C. in summer, isn't there? Ugh.
It pretty well always is. Yes.
Not fun. All right, folks are ready to chat, so let's get to it. Tammy in Burke County, first to go for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Tammy.
Yeah, thank you, Congressman Cramer, for taking my call. When I think of the Clean Water Act, I think the other guest is right, is that it's just basically becoming a land grab eventually down the road.
Yeah.
But I hope that people, this is my point of view, I don't know right or wrong, but my point of view is that eventually they're going to be able to dictate where people live. You can't live without water. And I think North Dakota's always maintained a good state-regulated program and protects the farmers and the people and the cities. I don't know what else to say to get people to understand that this is just a very, very bad process that they're trying to jam down, you know, the country's throat. I just don't trust them at all. It scares me because I feel like eventually they can dictate where a person lives. Do you think they would go that far? Or?
Tammy, I think that we have every reason to be suspicious and concerned that that's how far they are willing to go, because who would have believed they're willing to go this far?
Exactly.
It's beyond my Even my greatest suspicion of the federal government, and you're right, the Clean Water Act, but by the way, just you know, I know we've talked about this on this show, but we had another victory yesterday where the Appropriations Committee passed another bill that prohibits, this time the EPA. So we've had one appropriations bill that prohibits the Corps of Engineers from enforcing the waters of the U.S. rule. Now that we've passed one out of the committee that would do the same for the EPA. And, of course, we've also repealed the waters of the U.S. And again, we're still waiting for the Senate. This, by the way, the Senate hasn't passed an appropriations bill since 2009. So, they got a little catching up to do here with the House. But we've passed six appropriations bills on the floor, six more to go. This was the Interior and Environment Appropriations Bill that passed out yesterday. That'll be on the floor, probably in a couple of weeks, 3-4 weeks. But my point being, so we've had these victories, but the Clean Water Act was all about navigable waters, Mississippi River type of waters, not streams, not ephemeral streams, not intermittent streams, not floodplains, not riparian areas, not other waters on a case-by-case basis. And that's the part, Tammy, that concerns me the most. When the rule was finalized, it defines all of these waters of the U.S. and then says other waters on a case-by-case basis. In other words, potholes.
Right.
In other words,
exactly.
Whatever we say, the case-by-case basis means whatever the federal government says it is on any particular case. It's only you don't have to leap far to conclude that they want to control everything. And when they control everything, they're going to say, we may or may not give you a permit for this water,
right.
So you might have to move.
They'll run them out of business. How can you keep up with all that? There's just that is just ridiculous. I mean, how can a farmer keep up with all that? That's just ridiculous. It just doesn't make any sense at all. And
well,
they've always done a good job, and the farmers have always done a good job, and I say that should stay.
Yes.
You know, you guys have done outstanding work. I mean, it's a battle like I can't believe,
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, Tammy, but I think part of the problem, part of the disconnect is that the bureaucracy's gotten so big that it just lives for itself, and we have cut the EPA back, hundreds of millions of dollars. And this bill, by the way, cuts it, even further. And we're going to continue to do that. We've cut it several percent. I want to say 25% or more just in the last 3 or 4 years. And so the problem is the bureaucracy's gotten so big it just lives for itself. But worse than that, there is such a disconnect between people that live in the cities who are generations removed from the land and their understanding of what it even takes to provide food for a hungry
people. Well,
exactly.
I think which is sad.
That's the nail on the, that's it right there. Yep, exactly. So
Tammy,
we got to educate people, right?
Okay, we do.
I'll let you go. Yep, I'll let you guys do the call.
Appreciate the call. We got a full bank of calls, so I'm going to keep moving here.
Yep.
But I appreciate you calling. Rex in Belfield for Congressman Kramer at the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Hi, Congressman Kramer. Thanks
Good
for
morning.
Having us on. Appreciate it.
Thank
hey,
you.
You're really preaching to the choir this morning here on this regulatory overreach deal. One deal that was on my mind, and maybe you can help me with this and give us a little peace of mind here, is I heard about the regulatory overreach on the you guys talking about how the original congressional intent, these guys like to really go over the bounds and just go way too far. And there's the ITAR, International Treaty Arms Act, or whatever it is, and it's the regulations for the arms regulation. And I heard the NRA was actually talking about it, that they're even talking about regulating talking about firearms on the internet and making that a violation of this arms regulations. Have you heard about this?
I have heard about it, and it's frightening. As frightening as squelching Second Amendment rights are, and as frightening as squelching First Amendment rights.
I mean, yeah, it feels like they don't want you to have firearms, but now you can't even talk about them without being in trouble. And they were saying it's a $1 million fine per violation or 20 years in jail. And these rules are going into they're available for public comment until like August 3rd. How does that deal work? When do these actually kick in, and what kind of leverage can you guys apply to correct that deal?
Well, we'll have to apply the same leverage as we do to all of these things until such time as we have a president that's more reasonable, and that is through the appropriations process, prohibitions on enforcement, you know, restrictions and amendments, things like that. But that doesn't keep necessarily the federal agencies from going forward with the rulemaking process. Now, I have to admit, I'm not as up to speed on this particular one because this is sort of a relatively new issue that's come to a head in the last several days. So we're still digging into it. But what we'll probably do, and Scott, as we get more information, we'll start posting things on the website and certainly on Facebook for people to have quicker access to things, links and whatnot. But I want to get back to this fundamental point of this guy in the White House hates guns, doesn't have any understanding of their importance, and has no regard for the Constitution. And hate speech is so broadly defined anymore that everybody's a victim. So now they want to squelch free speech and Second Amendment rights. There'll be nothing left of this country if we keep that up. So,
that, by the way, was in a June 3rd issue of the Federal Register. Catch, Rex, and we will have more details on that in future programs with Congressman Kramer. Thanks for the call. Jamie Bismarck, you're next. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you having trouble collecting your royalty payments? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention at the Grand Hotel June 25th and 26th. For more information, visit naro-us.org. It's a great deal, jam-packed with great resources for you as a royalty owner. The biggest names in oil and gas will be speaking. You can take the Bakken tour Thursday morning, and there's great entertainment with comedian Milo Hatzenbuehler, plus a jam-packed, informative schedule Thursday and Friday. To sign up, you can call 800-558-0557. That number again, 1-800-558-0557, or go online to register or see a full list of events at naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional land auctions in Morton, Adams, Grant, Golden Valley, and Lemoore counties, and a Piper-exclusive land auction featuring the former Hudson Company Ranch north of Medora, with 20,000 acres of vast meadows, streams, and ponds framed by the rugged buttes of the Dakota Badlands. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at the National Association of Royalty Owners, who invite you to their North Dakota conference. It is a week from tomorrow, actually, Thursday and Friday, two jam-packed days in Minot, North Dakota. Starts with a Bakken tour on Thursday morning, and then the actual conference gets underway at 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon and goes again Friday from breakfast at 7 to an afternoon of some great folks. Ron Ness for the Petroleum Council, Kathy Ness, it'll be there. Folks from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner, NDSU economist there, folks from MDU. There is just going to be a who's who of great information and resources for you. No matter if you're having trouble collecting royalty payments or wondering what your royalties are worth or looking to protect those blessings for future generations or just find out what the future holds from the biggest names in oil and gas. I'll be there Thursday night. Looking forward to it. And also great entertainment. Milo Hatzenbühler will be there. That should be great. 800-558-0557 for tickets. 800-558-0557 or Nero-US.org has all the event information and details on signing up. Back with more of our conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Full bank of phone calls, so we're going to go as quick as we can to each of you here and get all your questions in for Congressman Cramer. Jamie and Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Representative Cramer.
Hi, Jamie.
Say, Representative Mike Rogers, Republican from Alabama, introduced the American Sovereignty Restoration Act of 2015, which would calls for the U.S. government's participation in the U.N. to end immediately. I was wondering if you'd support that, because I think that'd be something I'd love to see.
Yeah, I've not seen the bill, Jamie, and honestly, nor have I talked to Mike about it, but I know Mike quite well, so I assure you it's got some appeal to me as well. I frankly have little to no confidence in the United Nations, and I'm not really sure what value they bring to us, but they cost us a lot of money. So I'm happy to look into it, but I I'm not familiar with the bill, but I'll look into it today.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Jamie.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go next to Bob traveling. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
Hey, Bob.
Well, it has to do with not only the Clean Water Act, but I think I'd like to ask Congressman Cramer. My view is that there's almost like a four-prong effect. You have the EPA trying to do that. You have the farm bill that you guys passed was tied to conservation.
Yep.
So now that comes to play. And then you have President Obama working with the National Monument issues where he can declare a national monument, not only take that land and declare it, but surrounding lands. We have friends down on the Texas-New Mexico border, and virtually there's 50,000 acres there that he declared for a national monument, but he encompasses 500,000 acres. And so he's forcing the private ranchers off of that. And then you also have what we dealt with this last year, even locally in Major 3, where you have Ducks Unlimited and U.S. Game and Fish that have control. So to me, it's more of a private land ownership issue that they're trying to get control over. And I'm a landowner and farmer, and I would encourage all, I don't think our producers out here really understand the siege that they're under, and they need to become involved with the Farm Bureau, the grain growers, these organizations that go to Washington and help you support and try and get this thing under control. Or otherwise, we are going to lose, I feel anyway, lots of our private land ownership rights.
So Bob is articulating pretty clearly what Tammy was articulating at the beginning of the call, and he's including a lot of other acts, including what has got to be one of the grossest overreaches, this president's abuse of the Antiquities Act. Now, previous presidents have also abused it. I mean, Bill Clinton was able to declare, thousands and thousands of acres of land a monument. And the Antiquities Act, and it's been some time since I have read it, but going back to the Antiquities Act is designed to give the president authority over determining what a national monument is. In other words, we all have a vision of what a monument looks like. It does not look like several million acres. And the point of the Antiquities Act is to allow the president to declare something a monument for historical or preservation purposes that defines or that celebrates a particular moment or a particular place. So it's to protect a small spot, not millions of acres. Bob's example of it doesn't just protect the antiquity or just that particular area, but everything that attached to it. Now, throwing the waters of the U.S., that's certainly one of the grosser examples. But I'd throw in the Endangered Species Act process. We have several bills aimed at antiquities, Endangered Species Act, NEPA, which is National Environmental Protection Act. A lot of these acts that seemed harmless at the beginning have been so grossly abused by the activists and the zealots that it really can be described, as Bob put it, no better way than the way Bob put it, and that is as a massive land grab and a violation of private property rights. So, yes, we need activists. And I've done this before with previous rules, some links on our websites and on Facebook so people can go on and link to the rules where there are open comment periods. It's really important for people to flood, if you excuse the expression, the bureaucracy with comments, because it does require them to go through them all. Even if they ignore them, it can slow them down and to give a sense of the public's outrage over these grabs. But Bob has outlined a whole bunch of them, and there are a whole bunch more.
Nice work, Bob. Thank you. Don in Minot for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Congressman. Hey, just wanted to give you a quick thank you for, I own a trucking company, and you voted negative for the insurance increase.
Yes.
On us, and I really do appreciate, there's a lot of guys that are very, very happy about this.
Thank you.
And just wanted to thank you, and that's basically it.
Wow, we don't get those very often. Thanks, Don.
Okay, guys, have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye. There's an industry that this administration obviously doesn't like either.
Wow, you got that right.
Regulations everywhere. I mean, unbelievable. Let's see here. Do we have time for one more before the break? Quickly, I guess. Luke and Dickinson, go ahead.
Hey, Luke. Hello, Mr. Kramer. How are you doing today?
I'm well, Luke. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to take a minute of your time and tell you thank you so much for being on here and opening yourself up to the public. That's something that none of our other representatives are doing. And I hope they're listening, because they should do that. But I am the president of the Dickinson Tea Party here, actually the Western region, actually. And you made a comment about the administration has no, this current administration has no regard for the Constitution, to the fellow that called in about the gun the legislation that is trying to go through, which is a huge, huge deal.
Yep.
But I was reading on the Freedom Index, which is, you can just Google that, and it tells the voting records of everybody, of how they're doing according to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Holden is at 56% voting with the Constitution. You are at 52%, and Heidi Heitkamp is at 13% as far as voting in sync with the Constitution.
Luke, hang tight. We'll get the answer on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, If you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You made plans for Medora yet? What are you waiting for? 50th anniversary of the Medora Musical is on. That's right. All summer long. Fantastic. And also, there's a Medora Country Concert Series that starts June 26th with Tiger Lily, Gwen Sebastian, Jesse Veder. There is, of course, great plans for Veterans Day in Medora. It's going to be a blast July 12th. There's the Medora Hot Air Balloon Rally September 12th. Cat Perkins will return to Medora on the 31st of July. So that should be great fun. A lot going on. Medora.com to get your reservations. Full event list and get your tickets and lots of news at Medora.com. Theodore Roosevelt National Park, Bully Pulpit Golf Course. Tons of family fun with trail rides, the Family Fun Center, hiking, biking, history everywhere in Medora. Check it all out. It's a Wednesday. We're doing the Talk Radio Town Hall today with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Busy day, and we're going to keep rolling here. So Luke from Dickinson had the question specifically to the Freedom Index.
Which is an index that is, there are a number of Freedom Indexes, but the one I think he's referring to is the New American Freedom Index, which ranks members of Congress, or grades members of Congress, on a host of votes that they cast. And one thing about the House and the Senate,
correct.
The House, we do cast a lot more votes than the Senate, but most of the negative votes I've gotten on the Freedom Index votes from the New American relate largely to national defense issues, where I just have it. I don't know how they come up with the constitutional questions related to it, but they generally are Democratic amendments that I've opposed, and there are amendments that do things like for example, don't allow the continuing holding of Gitmo detainees or terrorists in military prison. They kind of want to apply the due process to terrorists that we applied in American citizens, as an example. Or they might, one of the big ones that I know that they've had a concern over is the ability for excess military weaponry to be transferred to local police departments,
right.
Viewed by some as a over militarization of police departments, as an example. So they're reasonable arguments, but I would question whether we agree or disagree on the actual policies. I would question, the constitutional problems that that they have with them. But it's nonetheless it's their index, and they can choose the bills they want to.
Well, when you say that, Mr. Cramer, as far as the police getting all these armored vehicles and stuff like that, when we read the fine print there, what they're really doing is they're waiving their right to Homeland Security. If Homeland Security would pick on me or the host or someone like that, and then the chief of police has no say in it. And, I mean, those are just facts that people can look up. And, you know, so that's what this Freedom Index is actually asking about. But, my question would be, is, as you and I both know, you know, I campaigned heavy for you, and I still do, by the way. You're welcome. The Republicans didn't want much to do with you at the time because they knew how conservative you were.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had their Hova Knight person. And then you know, there were huge grassroots sticking on North Dakota spoke up and put you into office. And, you know, I'm just telling you from my perspective, from what I'm seeing, the Tea Party is losing momentum behind you. In fact, I would say over half of them voted Libertarian this year, last election actually.
Sure.
And, you know, I keep telling them to talk to you straightforward and encourage you because the peer pressure has to be wild up there. I mean, you are a very conservative man, but, the Freedom Act, you voted for that.
Right.
And of course that was like a kick in the head for lack of body.
But the Libertarians supported the USA Freedom Act actually on the Congress.
Well, which Libertarians?
Well, Libertarian groups came out in support of the USA Freedom Act because, of course, we prohibited the bulk collection of data by the NSA and required them to go to the court to get, to get a warrant before they could collect any data and prohibited completely the metadata collection. So it was a move toward liberty, whereas the Senate leadership, of course, wanted a clean reauthorization of the Patriot Act, and we negotiated and rejected that outright, of course.
And Luke, I got a bunch of calls waiting here and short on time. So anything
thank
else?
You for taking my call, Mr. Kramer.
No, I appreciate it. And we should organize a get together in Dickinson. I'd love to come out and visit with your group.
There you go.
Sounds real good.
Coffee with Kramer in Dickinson. You were just in the neighborhood this weekend in Medora, too, weren't you?
Yeah. Two weeks ago, I was in Medora.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. That's two darn good weeks if you can put it together that you're in Medora for crying out loud. Yeah, weren't you actually talking about Medora on the floor of the
last week because, of course, it's the 50th anniversary of the Medora musical, so big things are happening in Medora this summer.
She got every member of Congress out to Medora.
Well, there's more of them wanting to come out after the speech. In fact, I've got two of them on the hook right now that want to come out in August. So.
I love it. Yeah. All right. This might be our first call from San Francisco on the Talk Radio Town Hall, but we're online and welcome listeners from all over.
You.
Yeah, David, your question for Congressman Kevin Kramer.
Hey, appreciate it. You know, I was interested in water issues also, but I'm calling basically to find out if the congressman is aware of a scam involving water issues. I was paying attention to the big new NSA headquarters out in Utah.
Oh, yes.
And as you may be aware, Utah is not a water-rich state, and that new NSA headquarters takes about 750,000 gallons per day of clean, fresh water to cool those servers.
Big servers, yeah.
Yeah. Now, how did the NSA get that water rights? You know, when you think about it, the agricultural community, the city of Salt Lake City, and the region around could make money from that water. Yet the NSA is basically able to fast track water rights in some fantastic way. And as far as I can tell, it was done top secretly. So,
And I don't know the specifics, David, but one of the big challenges they have in places like Utah, Idaho, the Mountain West, Wyoming, even Montana is, of course, that so much land is owned by the federal government, so it already starts there. Now, I will say this. We've done quite a bit in the last couple of years, especially when I was on Natural Resources Committee, to protect water rights and bifurcate it from the ownership of the land, especially on federal lands. So I suspect, and again, I don't know all the details of that particular facility other than I know it's a massive, server farm that's going to have a lot less to do now that we've, passed the USA Freedom Act. But thought maybe it could be turned to a commercial enterprise. Wouldn't that be great? But I suspect some of it might have to do with the fact that the federal government owns the land, you know, so much of the land out there that maybe they were able to work some deal under the radar, which they shouldn't. Obviously, transparency is the greatest backstop to corruption, and this has not been a very transparent process. So I'd have to look more into it. But again, when you have a lot of federal land, you have a disproportionate amount of federal influence. And frankly, we ought to be looking to divest the federal government of federal lands and putting it to more productive use, in my view.
Hey, David, thanks for the call, by the way, and I don't blame you for having to call a member of Congress from North Dakota when you have Nancy Pelosi representing you in Congress.
Well, they have a lot of water problems in California, Scott.
Yeah, she doesn't impress me. Just the other night I was riding through and I saw so many people in wheelchairs sleeping on the streets. This city is really hard hit by a lousy economy. In fact, it's a totally fake economy. We're close. Closing in on $5,000 a month to rent an apartment, a one-bedroom apartment, $5,000 a month, and people on SSI and various types of injured senior people living on pensions can't even afford $1,000 a month, much less $5,000. So
yeah, but those are all the people that Nancy Pelosi cares so much about, from what she tells me. So
yeah, interesting. Appreciate the call, Steve. Thanks, traveling Highway 2. You're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your office asked me to give you a call, and it's regarding flood insurance. And I just wanted to try, and I think I know the answer when you start dealing with the Army Corps of Engineers, but I'll throw it out anyway.
Sure.
Is that they, arbitrarily decided that the Red River is now at some, new super secret level, which changes all the floodplains in Fargo, and they do that all the time. And
right.
I'm not a hydrologist. I'll take their word that the elevations are what they are, and they just had it wrong for 50 years, and now they've got it right. But when it comes to pricing risk, I know a little bit about it. I'm in the insurance industry, and they're saying that the flood insurance on a home that I have that used to be, give or take just under $500, is now over the next 5 years going to become $2,500. Well, that seems insane to me. In that the city and state and federal government has spent tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions, on flood mitigation, making Fargo much less likely to flood other than a 100 or 500 year event, over the last 10 years. So if all this mitigation has been done to protect the city, it takes, 100,000 sandbags and 2 days of work instead of 1,000,002 sandbags and 15 days of work, how can the cost of insurance go up fivefold? That's insane.
So there was what you're describing was an unintended consequence of a bill that passed prior to my getting to Congress called Biggert Waters. And Biggert Waters was designed, Scott, for the listeners, it was designed to bring the flood insurance program more in line with good actuarial soundness. Now, there's actuarial soundness is one thing, balancing the budget on it is quite another. And the result of that was FEMA was sort of forced to make up the difference, eliminate sort of the subsidy piece of it and make flood insurance self-perpetuating, and in other words, profitable. Well, the result of that was by using remapping, and remapping was part of the plan, of course. The caller described it perfectly. I mean, you saw quadrupling, 500,000% increases overnight of premiums. We said slow down. That was not the intention. So when I got to Congress, we actually passed a bill. It was one of our bigger successes in my first term. Passed a bill to stop that dramatic increase in price, and we put caps, and I forget what the caps are, the annual caps and raising the price. Now, we want to get to more, to closer to actuarial soundness. We certainly want it to be on better financial footing, but we can't just arbitrarily set new flood planes and remap it at a whim.
Hold that thought, if you would, Kevin. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Thank you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan to attend one of four upcoming NDSU Extension Field Days in your area this summer to learn more about the latest in soybean research and take away important production information that you can apply to your farming operation. Join us on July 13th, 5:30 p.m. at Agronomy Seed Farm in Castleton. July 14th, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Carrington Research Extension Center. July 15th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and July 16th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Langdon Research Extension Center. For more information on these summer field days, contact your county extension office. The North Dakota Soybean Council looks forward to seeing you this summer at one of these field days events.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam, June 19th through the 21st. All ticket proceeds go to the Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota, Sawyer Brown, the Bart Crow Band, Blackbird, and many more. Weekend pass only $80 and a discount for military members. There's concessions, a beer garden, and dry camping available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam for Fallen Soldiers, June 19th through the 21st, 6 miles west of Madrid. Dora at exit 18. For tickets, call
701-622-4200.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Whenever I hit the road, I fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And I'm doing it these days in a new Ford Explorer, courtesy of my friends at S&S Motors in Watford City, North Dakota. Give Brent or Tim the crew a call there. They have some mechanics they've added there now. It's a great service as well, and great deals. If you want a truck, they'll find you a truck. They do a great job. All right. We're in our final segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Steve had called while traveling, and you had some more you wanted to answer for Steve's question, right?
Dramatic rise in flood insurance premiums. So to sort of fast forward from where I was, last year, it was last spring, we did pass, and the president signed the Homeowner Flood Insurance Supportability Act, I think is what it was called, but it would slow. slow that sort of unaffordable rise of premiums and then move toward more slowly toward a fiscally solvent national flood insurance program. And it was really big for North Dakota. He's right. There were at least 2,000 homeowners that were going to see these multiple by hundreds and hundreds of percent increases. The other thing we did was, and by the way, it repealed portions of the act retroactively. So people who had received their premium, you know, announcements were actually able to get relief even if they'd paid it. The other thing it did that was really important was an amendment that I'd put in that continued the basement exemption. So if you had a flood-proofed basement, that did not go against your vulnerability, if you will, in the flood insurance program. So those were huge. That was probably one of the biggest, maybe top three, successes of the last Congress, in my view, at least for North Dakotans.
Steve, appreciate the call.
Yeah,
thanks a bunch.
Emailer
says, just got my truck by Mandaree, hitting the regs today. Is there any update on lifting the crude export ban?
Well, the good news is we have 66 co-sponsors now on our bill in the House, including 7 Democratic co-sponsors. I had a very productive meeting yesterday with a Democratic member and a number of other folks. There does seem to be some momentum being gained. It's an educational process, and I understand it quite well. I also understand why a lot of other people do not, and how this will actually stabilize, if not bring down, prices at the pump. But there's still a lot of misunderstanding about it. So we're gaining some momentum on the House side. I hope that it's going as well in the Senate, but it continues to be an education process. But it is a process with some urgency, and so I appreciate the emailer's question, and we're just going to keep working it hard. It's one of my top priorities in this remaining of this year.
Here is a call that came in off the air for Congressman Kramer as well.
Hi there, Congressman. This is referring to a caller that called and asked what you could do about, you know, the proposed internet rules. You couldn't talk about firearms on the internet, making it illegal. And you said, well, we'll use the powers that we have been using or apply what pressure that we have been. I'm just wondering, you guys shoot a bunch of bullets on Obamacare when it didn't matter, okay? They were a waste of time because, like I said, they didn't matter. And then when you actually could do something, the omnibus bill, you went ahead and passed it, even though we had the Senate coming and coming to power in a few short months. But you had to fund Obamacare through the end of this year. And then at that time you said, we'll take care of immigration. Boy, we're going to take care of that. And then you rolled on that. I'm just wondering, boy, if you're going to use the same kind of tactics that you've been using, we're in a lot of trouble. I mean...
All right, we'll leave it there because we're short on time.
Sure. I think he's confused, though, about the Cromnibus, because the Cromnibus didn't fund Obamacare. Obamacare is mandatory funding, and I think there were some groups, you know, there are some of these groups that try to raise money out of driving wedges between... among conservatives, and some people fall for it. Other people just don't want to fight back on it. But the Cromnibus didn't fund Obamacare. Obamacare is mandatory spending, just like Social Security is, just like Medicare is. So that was not part of the Cromnibus. That's just one of those things that's spread. And then with regard to immigration reform, we actually did roll back immigration and the president's overreach, and it was about 30 conservatives in the House that didn't want to continue doing that. We had an extension of 3 weeks to try to work the Senate harder because the Senate wasn't taking up our bill that rolled it back. And instead of allowing that to take place, there was a group that wanted to try to embarrass John Boehner, a move, by the way, that blew up in their faces, not Speaker Boehner's. And consequently, you know, we weren't able to get that done. That said, we have sued, as you know, over Obamacare. The courts have now heard the House's argument. It's the first time that the Congress has ever sued the executive branch. So we're waiting to see if we have standing on that. And the other thing with regard to immigration reform, we've been successful in court. I've signed on to the amicus brief, as have a number of other congressmen, and it was overturned. His overreach was overturned first with an injunction. It was upheld now by an appellate court, and the case continues to move along. So the three separate co-equal branches of government have been working quite well with regard to immigration reform. I think a lot of people think that the amnesty thing actually took place, and the reality is it's actually been stopped. So, again, it's just sort of some of the rhetoric that comes out of some of the groups that raise more money by dissension than they do by success.
Less than 30 seconds left. What's next? What's high up on the radar in the coming week here?
Well, appropriations. The House has now passed 6 of the 12 appropriations bills. The Senate's passed 9, but I think the Senate will see this week may take up the defense appropriations bill. Senator Hoeven, of course, is the chairman of the subcommittee, and if he can get that done, that will be a milestone, the likes of which we've not seen in the Senate for a long time, and a real testament to his leadership. The reason we're going to see more this week is because they're doing Defense Authorization Act right now, and Harry Reid has threatened to filibuster all appropriations bills, shut down the government in September in hopes that he can embarrass Republicans, and I just don't see how he can get that done this time. Hopefully there are at least 6 Democratic members of the Senate courageous enough to stand up to him.
Let's hope. Thanks, Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless you folks. Right time, right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks, and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want? They'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.